This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So you probably heard, or definitely heard of, the president's speech last night. Lots in there, of course, policy-wise, as there would obviously be in a $1.8 trillion plan. Two notable line items: free universal preschool and more affordable child care. The average cost of child care nationally in this economy tops $8,000 a year. That is more than in-state tuition for public universities in a whole lot of states. But why? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino broke down the child care costs for us.
Start with the rent. Child care is heavily regulated, and states often have strict requirements for physical spaces, says Shannon Heck with Imprints Cares, a nonprofit in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
It does tell you specifically how much square footage per child you need. Obviously, there are safety considerations, entrance and exits and windows and outlets.
There's also liability insurance and licensing fees. But by far, the biggest cost is labor, almost 80% of Imprints Care's budget, even though,
you know, the average pay for an early child care worker in one of these centers is probably anywhere between $11 and $12 an hour.
The wages are low, but they add up, because on average, facilities need at least one caregiver for every four infants. It might be one to every six toddlers, but Paula Drew, who works with a network of providers in Wisconsin, says even that's hard.
It felt really, really intense to care for six two-year-olds on my own because, you know, they are moving, they are learning to speak, they are learning to potty train, they are learning so much about the world.
The difficulty and importance of the work make it all the more troubling that it's so poorly paid, says Taryn Morrissey at American University.
Child care providers are disproportionately women of color, and they make near poverty wages. Few have health insurance through their employers. Relatively few have other sorts of benefits.
The low wages also mean there's high turnover, which adds costs for recruiting and training new workers more frequently. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.